Hey guys, Eric G here. Whether you're camping, tailgating, or running backup power near the RV, weather can change fast. A generator still needs to run outside, but rain and snow can put your power plant at risk. Gen 10 helps protect your portable generator while it's running, without blocking airflow or access to controls. Keep your power ready for the trip, no matter the weather. Visit gen10.com/Eric G. While you're there, make sure and use promo code PREPARE for $25 off any Gen 10 kit through July 4th.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G, your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric G. Happy midweek, everybody. Man, this week's going by fast. I got a lot going on here at the shop this week, and just wanted to reach out and say hello and happy summertime. I know for us here in the Pacific Northwest, where I'm located, once we get into 4th of July is really when the rains completely stop. We go into the next 90 days of dry, which is pretty nice, except that also means fire season for us, which it's already rip-roaring in many places out there, so be careful. This is our time of year. Kind of like hurricane season gets to be in the southeast, this is one of those things that kind of happens in our area as well. One thing I wanted to talk about here real quick today, something interesting that just came out, foreclosures out there. And this is getting interesting. I always watch these because this is where we can see how people across the country are doing. Foreclosures are hitting a 7-year high as pandemic relief ends. Really? I thought pandemic relief ended a long time ago. And this is coming from Realtor.com. And they're saying that there's a lot of homes that are back going out there that are on the market from foreclosures, which I get that. We're seeing this across the country in certain areas. Now, one thing that I see contributing to it is, well, one, everything is more expensive. And we're not talking politics here. I don't have to tell you that everything from gas to food to doing anything out there is much more expensive. But what I'm seeing is insurance costs in many places, those rising premiums, whether you're in California for wildfires or for hurricanes or anywhere else, those have really gone up. And that is getting to be more and more of a problem. Another thing, energy costs have gone way up. I think one of the biggest problems we're seeing with electricity out there is we have so many electricity providers across the country that had inexpensive ways to produce energy, like coal, natural gas. We've been shutting those down and putting in way more expensive ones, from solar to wind to all these other less expensive things have gotten pushed out the door. So we're seeing that. And so with many people across the country seeing their electricity rates double over a handful of years, in the name of being green, we're seeing people lose their homes. Now, that is a huge problem. The other problem we're seeing is there's another group of buyers out there that are just completely underwater of their homes, which means that they owe more on their home than it's worth now. That's a big issue. And you're seeing certain areas in the country where housing is ripping and roaring, in other places that it's not. You know, you're looking down at Lake Charles, Louisiana. Foreclosure share of listings, 10.2%. Ouch. You come across to this side of the United States, Redding, California, 5.4%. Pittsburgh, 5.3%. Baltimore, 5.2%. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 7.7%. Dayton, Ohio, 6.0%. You see where I'm going with this. So we're seeing some serious issues out there. Is this a housing crash or even a leveling out? No, this is what this is. This is just people that are in over their heads in their homes. They thought they could power through. These are families. These are people. These are people that have maybe lost their job or just can't make the math work. And that's unfortunate. So that's going to lend to people going in there and buying stuff and seeing what happens in those markets. I can say here to my market in, I am so happy that I sold my house last fall in, what was it, October, November? I came out great. If I was doing that today, I'd be in serious trouble in my marketplace here in the Pacific Northwest. There are homes sitting on the marketplace. They are sitting there 3-6 months. If you're not being aggressive, if you're buying, it's a great time out there because I tell you what, you can pick up some homes. But that is what we're seeing out there. I think that's going to be a pretty good issue going forward that we're going to have to keep an eye on. How are people doing out there with the foreclosures? And that's going to be a big one. Now, looking across the recalls out there real quick, Cooper Lighting has recalled the Metalux Optimized High Bay LED light fixtures due to fire hazard. About 42,000 of those. Take a look at cpsc.gov. We talked last week about the Daikin air conditioners that were on last week. And now keep in mind, if you're if you've got kids around, there's always tons of kids products. We don't go through all those because that would take us forever. Now, there is a knockoff vacuum, or as I call it, a knockoff vacuum that looks like a Dyson Rowenta. Recalls cordless vacuum cleaners due to risk of serious injury from fire and burn hazards. Yep, it's the lithium ion battery. So there's about 3,600 of these out there. Watch out for those. That's a big issue. So Conair recalls their Cuisinart grill brushes. Same kind of thing. There's about 1.7 million of those. These are the cheapy ones. These are the little plastic ones with the wire bristles and the little scraper at the head that we've seen for decades. So that's another one right there. And then really the rest of the stuff I'm seeing out there is just kid stuff or batteries that didn't meet specifications. There's a lot of that stuff. And you're seeing more and more of this on the recalls. We're seeing more of this stuff that was maybe thrown up on Amazon that was taken care of like that. And guess what happens? It doesn't meet our regulations and then it gets recalled. So these are things that we're seeing out there. Pretty commonplace, especially with the kids and the furniture stuff. We're seeing a ton of that stuff. Now, I wanted to make a quick comment on the building issues in New York City. We've been talking about the Pfizer building the last couple of days. That is a building that they are converting into residential. That's a commercial tower going into a residential tower, going from office to residential. And of course, we've all seen in the news the buckling of the beams. And I think we're going to see more and more of these issues as we see interiors of cities where people are like, hey, we got an empty tower. Let's convert it and do something with it. Because we're seeing that in New York. Portland, Oregon has a ton of empty. We're the leader in empty real estate downtown as far as commercial real estate. And when you design a building for offices and then have to turn around and modify it for residences, you get into a bunch of issues here. And this is one of them. Now, they were adding on top of the existing building. So obviously, there were some engineering mistakes there or some construction mistakes there, because if you're going to add more up on that building, you can see that that corner of the building was not supported correctly, and that the beams below it were collapsing, and you've got a whole issue there. Now, the hardest point of that is when they're building. You've got all these materials, you've got wet concrete, you got all these things going up there, and when you're adding onto an existing building, these are some of the issues that can come up. I am so surprised that that building is still standing, and that's due to probably because of building code when it was originally built. Usually you see collapses, not this level of structural bending. Can they save it? Maybe. I'm not sure how you're going to get into the middle of that span, lift up that other 12 or 14 floors or whatever. I didn't count to get that leveled out. Can it be done? Sure. Is it dangerous? Yeah. Really dangerous, because you're going to have to support that building from the basement all the way up and then lift from there. And I'm not sure if they're going to be able to do that or not. That's where the engineers get paid really well for this kind of project. So we'll have to take a look and see what happens there. But keep an eye on that. We're going to see more of these issues when we see these kind of things happen when we're converting office towers into residential. There is completely two different loads when you're putting in kitchen counters and granite and all this other stuff. Most office stuff is pretty pretty light. You have big open spaces. There's not a lot going on there. You've got office furniture, but really it's not that heavy compared to putting in bathtubs that are filled with water and shower systems and tile. And a lot of these things really add to that structure. So they have to make sure that these buildings are built for that. And many are. But as we're seeing right now, when you're adding on top of that, that can cause a whole other issue. So I'm curious to read the reports on that. Obviously, either an engineer missed a calculation or a contractor is not building to what the engineer had requested or required for that building. So keep an eye on that one. We'll see what happens. All right, guys, we got a great show coming up this weekend. I'm really excited for it. Make sure you're checking us out over there on YouTube. We've got new videos coming up. I just did my first one on RVing out there, which translates to into your home as well. So take a look at that one. We actually went and had a custom mattress made, and it's kind of easy. So you'll be surprised. Check that out on the at Around the House YouTube page, and you can find that all on our website at aroundtheline.com. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday. We'll talk to you on Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite way to catch podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and you can find it at Around the House HQ, and ring that bell for updates. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Grab your buddy, grab your bud. Take this good time and turn it up louder. No one ever talks about the nights they went to bed. Counting them sheet, catching Z's, getting beauty rest. Acting your age, don't make for good story. Knock one back. No buzz, no glory. No one ever talks about the shots they didn't take. Drinks.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.